Philip Semple PLF, these are indicated as date is 03/21/2022. Dictation is for Miss Karen Carruthers. Carruthers spells C-A-R-R-O-U-T-H-E-R-S. Karen spells K-A-R-E-N. Date of birth is 03/31/1961. This is a 60-year-old female, hair with shoulder pain, period. Next paragraph, patient denies trauma. She stated that on a routine basis she lifts her disabled daughters and her motorized wheelchair into an overhead position, period, and notice that pain has been getting worse with these activities, period. Next paragraph. Correction, same paragraph. Patient described pain as sharp, rated pain as 7 out of 10, increased with overhead motion or attempted overhead motion. As pain is non-radiating, it's confined to the AC joint region, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient reports a cough. She stated that she was taking lisinopril and she believed that lisinopril was causing her to cough, so she stopped it and would like to have something different, period. Next paragraph. Denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Denies chest pain. Denies shortness of breath. Denies diaphoresis, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert-oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 154 over 91. Pulse 105. Temperature 95.6 PNS. Paragraph. Right shoulder. Reduce abduction. Patient can only abduct her shoulder to approximately 35 to 40 degrees. There's tenderness in the region of the AC joint. There's no scapular winging, no deformity, neurovascularly intact. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Next paragraph, abdomen, undistended, no guarding. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Next paragraph, extremities, except right shoulder, full range of motion, no discomfort of range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Right shoulder exam is as discussed above, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10, normal motor and sensory functions and normal mood and affected normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is rotator cuff injury, right shoulder. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3, side effects of lisinopril, period. Next paragraph. Today we will change patient medication from lisinopril to losartan. She will take losartan 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next paragraph, she was given a prescription for Mobic, 7.5 milligrams. She would take 1 PO daily for her right shoulder pain. Next paragraph, procedure, trigger point injections, number 2. Patient and I discuss the procedure, the side effects, the complications, and she expressed understanding of the procedure and the risk involved and consented for me to proceed, period. Next paragraph, patient and I identified the area of maximum pain. It was marked with a pen marker, next line. Site was then prepped with betadine, then overwiped with alcohol, next line. Solumedrol and lidocaine was mixed and drawn up, total of 3 to 5 cc's. Next line. Medication was then injected into the site of maximum pain. Medication was injected and aspirated as I inject. No blood return was noticed. Injection medication was injected extremely slowly into the area of maximum pain. The site was then massaged. Then a band-aid was placed over injection site. Next paragraph, patient tolerated procedure well. There were no complications. There were no blood loss. Next paragraph, patient was then advised to move her shoulder into active range of motion. She was able to move her shoulder above 30 to 40 degrees. She was able to move her hand or shoulder overhead motion with little or no discomfort, period. Next paragraph, patient was advised not to visit any other clinic for injections for similar injections because frequent injection is much dangerous and cause tendon rupture. She says she understands and will comply, period. She was given a work excuse because she left work today to return. She says she wants to go back tomorrow. Next paragraph, I will go ahead and do an MRI of her shoulder to assess for a rotator cuff injury. Requisition was done. Patients will call the facility for a date and time for the study to be done. She was given opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.